Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiao Lan. Today we want to talk about something very useful. How much is that? We have Jesse from Transition with us. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, 你好。
你好。One thing we never ask our friends, but we always do it in the shop. How much is it? We don't look at the friend's Rolex and say, how much is that? But we do go to the shop and say, how much is this tea bag? And how much is this bottle? How much is the flower? So how much is it?
多少钱?
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 Yeah, and 钱 is actually money. And
right.
We have an episode by Andy McAfee about money.
That was great, that episode.
Yeah, 钱.
钱.
钱 is money, it's a currency. And then 多少 means how much, but 多 means a lot. 少 means very little. A lot and a little together, that means how much.
多少钱.
Yeah, 多少钱.
I love that, because it's quite simple, isn't it?
It is. So, a lot of money, very little money, how much money together is how much is that? So, 多少钱?
多少钱?
多少钱? And then, you know, in Chinese, that's a quite an interesting concept when they blend two things together, especially when two words are slightly opposite from each other. For example, 多 and 少, one is a lot, one is very little.
Yeah.
And when you combine them, that means how much or how many.And then when you say big and small, 大 and 小 together.
Yeah, yeah.
大小, that means size.
I really like that.
And then when you have to buy and to sell together, 买卖 together, that means trading.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So when they put two approximate opposite words together, that means something different. Or another example is to put long and short together, 长短.
For length.
For the length.
I wonder if we could try that in English. Left and right kind of means direction.
左右.
Left, right.
Actually, 左右 in Chinese, there's some meaning as well.
Really?
Yeah, that actually means someone who can take the direction.
Mm.
Or when you say someone is a little bit manipulative, they can really influence your thinking.
Yep.
Then 左右.
左右.
左右. And then that means I'm actually trying to influence you to change your point of view.
Yep.
Yeah, left and right, 左右.
左右.
Yeah, of course, if you really want to be really literal, and you can say, yeah, it's a driving direction, you can say that. But
it still works as well.
It works in a very restrictive context.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more useful in the
about
like,
the conceptual.
Fake news or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Brainwashing you.
That's right, exactly. They 左右 your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so 多少钱? It's very useful. We do it everywhere when you want to pay the bill. In a restaurant, or you want to ask about the price before you decide whether or not to buy it. It was quite interesting. The other day I was in America, and then I just asked, hey, can I have the bill, please? And this is considered to be quite polite in the UK.
Yep.
And my American friend was shocked.
Really?
Yeah, she said, that's very rude of you to ask about that. We have to say check.
Really?
So I was equally shocked. I was, we went into a debate to say, can I have a bill, please?
Yeah.
And she said, actually, that's actually quite rude because that implies that they owe me something.
Oh.
A bill.
Okay, so almost like saying, can I have the debt, please?
That's right, exactly, exactly. And then in my imagination, when we look at the check, that's a literal bill, a literal piece of paper.
Yeah, that's money for you.
Exactly. And so it's really different perspective. What is polite and what is rude?
Yeah.
And if I say check in the UK, there's no please. There's no may I. And there's a may I have the bill, please. So it's not the same.
It's the same language, but you misunderstand each other. And it's so interesting. This is the key thing, isn't it, about learning the Chinese?
Yeah.
So you're explaining the culture too, which then helps us not to be misunderstood as rude, hopefully.
That's right. So 多少钱 is not rude or not polite. It's up to how you say it.
Yeah.
And then if you say that with combining with your body language and your expression, that could be very sweet. Hey, 多少钱?
多少钱?
That's it. Or it can be really rude.
Yeah. 多少钱?
That's it. Yeah, so it's up to you how you say it.
Uh-huh.
And then 钱 is money. Okay, we don't use that often, but for the sake of practice, when I want to say, I have money, which I don't think anyone would ever say that. 我有钱.
That's great. Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of money.
Yeah.
我有钱.
Yeah, 我 is I. 有 is to have.
我有钱。
Yeah, here there are two different meanings.
Yeah.
That means I have money to pay this current bill. Mm-hmm. That's insufficient.
Mm.
Or another way of expressing it is actually that means I'm rich. And,
yeah.
and no one would ever say that.
So yeah.
if I say, hey, Jesse, 你有钱?
I would say, 哪里?
Yeah, that's very, very rude.
哪有?
But, yeah, so that means you are rich. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, you have money to pay this bill. Why did you leave it with me? Something yeah. like that. So 你有钱? Yeah. Or you can say, 我没有钱. Yeah, 没有 is not to have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have money. 我没有钱. Mm.
我没有钱.
Yeah, so you go to the restaurant, you say 多少钱? And then the shopkeeper or the waiter say, oh, $10, 十块钱.
十块钱.
And then you can reply to him, 我没有钱.
And hope he gives it to you for free.
Then you are in trouble. Right, and then so if you ask about 多少钱, and then you say, huh, this cup, this mug.
Yep, this cup of water I've got here.
Yeah, it's $10. Since you are thirsty, I'm going to charge you more.
Wow.
And then you are going to say, 太多了. Yeah, 太多了. Too much. 太多. And you can say, 便宜一点.
Ah, make it cheaper.
Make
please.
It cheaper, please. 便宜一点. Yeah, 便宜一点. Yeah, 便宜一点. Yeah, and I, okay, I'll give you 20% discount.
Wow.
And then, you know, the way Chinese people are talking about discount, they actually count it opposite way.
Yeah.
When you say 20% discount,
yeah.
it's actually, they say 八折.
八折.
Yeah, 八 yeah. means number 8.
Mm.
So 折, that means break in between.
Mm.
So 八折, that means 80% of the original price.
So it's like saying times it by 0.8.
That's right.
Yeah.
So when I say, hey, 30% discount, what would you say?
七折.
Yeah. And if I say 五折, 五 is number 5.
Half price.
50% discount.
Would you say that? 半折.
Yeah, 半价.
Oh, 半价.
Yeah, 半价. They don't say 半折.
Yeah.
价 means price. Mm. Half of the price. 半价.
半价.
Full price, we say 全价.
半价.
Both are fourth tones. That means half price.
Half price.
Yeah. And then to say original price, we say either 全价 or 原价.
原价.
Yeah, 原 means original. So,
right.
original price, no discount.
Yeah.
原价.
原价.
Yeah, so next time when you ask 多少钱, and then the 老板, the boss,
yeah.
said $10, 十块钱, and you said too much, 太贵了.
太贵了.
Yeah, 太贵了. We have an episode about 太贵了, and we can say 便宜一点.
便宜一点.
Make it cheaper, please. And 老板 said, no, 原价.
原价.
Yeah, he's very mean. 原价, original price.
That's how we got to be a Laoban, is keep the price the same.
Exactly.
No discount.
Keep the yeah. profit. Right, thank you so much, Jesse. We talk about how much is it? 多少钱?
多少钱?
多少钱? Mm. I hope you find this episode useful. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for more interesting sentences. Bye, Jesse. 谢谢.
不客气. Thank you.